Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This morning, Melbourne Freedom's fast-tracked lockdown to finally lift on Thursday night, relief for families. Sydney celebrates 80% fully vaccinated, more rules gone overnight. Private battle, the party room meeting likened to a leadership spill. What did the Nationals decide? And back in the spotlight, Gladys Berejiklian ready to face a corruption hearing.
This is 7 News with Jodie Spears.
Good morning. Melbourne freedoms are being fast-tracked, with lockdown to officially end at 11:59 on Thursday night. Premier Daniel Andrews confirmed the state is expected to hit its 70% double-dose vaccination target this week. Hospitality venues will reopen, as well as hairdressers and outdoor entertainment. The 15-kilometre travel limit will be scrapped and up to 10 people can visit the home.
We are predicting that we will be able to get to 80% double-dose on or about Melbourne Cup Day, could even be a few days before then.
The Premier is confident people will be allowed at least 30 people in their homes for Christmas. Sydney is waking up to even more freedoms after officially hitting the 80% double dose target. Schools begin a staggered return this morning. Kindergarten Year 1 and Year 12 students allowed back into classrooms. People in New South Wales can now have up to 20 people in their homes. Caps on the number of people allowed at hairdressers and in beauty salons have been scrapped, and capacity limits for indoor venues doubled.
Cases will increase. Hospitalisations will increase. This is not going to be an easy time, but I'm confident as a state we'll come together and get through it.
New South Wales is no longer declared a COVID hotspot after hitting the vaccine target. Queensland's chief health officer wants to see at least 50,000 residents getting vaccinated every day. The government is working with pharmacies and even Bunnings to increase their lagging vaccination rates. 4,000 people got the jab across 33 local Bunnings stores on Saturday. Just over 72% of Queenslanders have had their first dose. 56% are fully vaccinated. The Trans-Tasman travel bubble is set to resume, but only with New South Wales and Victoria. Quarantine-free trips from New Zealand's South Island will begin from midnight Tuesday. The arrival and spread of the Delta variant forced the short-lived bubble arrangement to be paused back in July. The North Island remains isolated. There's no word yet as to when we will be able to visit New Zealand. Clear divisions have emerged within the Federal Nationals after a four-hour-long meeting to decide on a new climate policy. Let's go live to political reporter Taylor Aiken. Good morning, Taylor. Was there any progress?
Nothing concrete yet, Jodie, with the Nationals so far refusing to sign up to a net zero emissions target by 2050. The Nationals party room met for a marathon 4 hours yesterday, but it ended in a deadlock, with some MPs warning it will cost jobs in regional Australia. The Nationals have already said no to increasing Australia's 2030 target, but want more time to consider the detail and implications of the 2050 plan. 7 News understands those who are currently against the plan have indicated they can be talked around but will demand concessions in exchange for their support. The plan includes modelling for tens of thousands of jobs without new taxes or costs, with an increased focus on hydrogen energy. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is willing to give the Nationals more time to make a decision, but with the Glasgow Climate Summit now less than 2 weeks away, he will need them to make a decision soon. Jodie?
Okay, Taylor Aiken in Canberra, thank you. The corruption hearing into Gladys Berejiklian will begin today. Over 2 weeks, the former Premier will be under the spotlight. The ICAC will investigate whether she breached public trust in relation to alleged corrupt behaviour by her then ex-boyfriend, then Wagga MP Darryl Maguire. The man whom as Berejiklian replaced, Mike Baird, is expected to be among the first witnesses called. A frantic search is underway for a missing 4-year-old girl who vanished from a popular campsite in WA. Cleo Smith was last seen asleep in her family's tent north of Carnarvon on Saturday. Search crews have covered kilometres of terrain she could have wandered into. Her parents have described the circumstances as very, very unusual. The husband of fraudster Melissa Caddick has revealed his theory of what happened when she mysteriously disappeared. The Sydney mother vanished in November 2020 following a raid on their house by authorities searching for $23 million in client money. Husband Anthony Coletti has spoken out in a 7 News Spotlight investigation.
People love money. More than human life, apparently.
Who murders her?
My suspect list is long.
Melissa's foot was found washed up on a beach, but there's been no other sign of her. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet has announced he and his wife Helen are expecting their 7th child. Mr Perrottet shared the exciting family news on social media last night, saying our family photo wall is going to need another frame. We have a little girl due next year. Telethon 2021 has smashed a fundraising record with $62 million raised. Donations poured in to help WA's sick kids. Some big checks ensured a big milestone was met. More than $400 million raised across 54 years. A Gold Coast man has been charged after allegedly punching a referee at a rugby league grand final. Police say the footy fan jumped the fence when the seniors game ended, reportedly throwing a punch. The 27-year-old was wearing a Seahawks jersey, one of the teams involved, but the club insists he isn't a member and now never will be. An alarming number of Australians are being targeted by scammers, with nearly 90% receiving at least one nuisance call every week. 10% receive more than 10. It's seen Aussies lose over $66 million to scammers this year alone. That's driven Crime Stoppers New South Wales to launch a new campaign, urging people to be more aware of phone scams and how to reduce the risk of falling victim. COVID-fighting medication spruiked by Donald Trump will now be available in Australia. The federal government has secured a number of new drug deals, with cases expected to rise.
The team of doctors who saved Donald Trump from COVID-19.
The quote he left us with was, "I feel like I could walk out of here today."
Heralding a mixture of experimental drugs prescribed to the US president, one of those was Ronapreve, a breakthrough antibody treatment which will now be used on vulnerable patients in Australian hospitals.
Australia has secured 15,000 units or doses of Ronapreve.
Given by infusion, Ronapreve binds to the virus's spike proteins, preventing it from gaining access to cells and allowing the body to fight it off, reducing the risk of death by 70%.
We cannot rely on borders anymore. The virus is here in Australia. We need to learn to live with it.
And after securing 300,000 courses of the red pill molnupiravir, the federal government today announced the purchase of 500,000 courses of Pfizer's new oral pill to arrive next year.
Two new ways to protect people from COVID-19, but they don't replace vaccination. Vaccination is still our frontline protection.
And will provide much needed protection as we prepare to reopen to the rest of the world. As of next week, 70% of Australians will have had two doses of the COVID vaccine.
There still is optimistic caution, because as we do open up, we do expect to see an increase in cases.
For those that have so far refused the jab or can't have it for medical reasons, the drugs will be there. Jennifer Beshwati, 7 News.
It's the home workout sweeping the world. Now Peloton has arrived in Australia along with high-tech equipment and a community of fitness fanatics, but it's a pricey club to join.
The brand that spun the humble exercise bike into a $35 billion business opened its first local showroom in Sydney's Bondi Junction.
everyone that is Australian really understands and recognises how much fitness, health is really part of our DNA.
Peloton has amassed 5.9 million users, including US President Joe Biden, Hugh Jackman, and the world's fastest man, Usain Bolt. It offers 15,000 workouts.
I've tapped into that very unique American style of workouts, where there's so much energy, and after every workout, there's high fives and there's all that buzz.
But it's not for the faint of heart or wallet. The bike costs over $2,000 plus $59 a month for the app. Buying a basic version of the app alone is $17 a month. 30-day free home trials are available in East Coast cities. Peloton says customers want community fitness made personal.
I want it now. I want it localised. I want to do it on my terms, in my time frame.
As Australia emerges from lockdown, more community fitness groups are opening up again. So for those wanting to exercise without the hefty price tag, there are plenty of free options.
Local councils, leisure centres and Life Be In It are a good place to start.
Adventure games, team building, team challenge, survivor challenge type of activities, all aim to keep people active and having fun.
Gemma Acton, 7 News.
Bird watchers across the country are joining up for a special census. From today, novice twitchers can keep an eye on their fly-in, fly-out locals and help the week-long Aussie backyard bird count.
Tell us what they're seeing in their backyard or at their local park or down the school. So you don't need to be a full-on expert.
Participants need to get a special app and sit in one spot for 20 minutes. They can submit just one count or as many as they like. Checking finance now. The Dow Jones is rising. The Nasdaq is also gaining this morning. In London, the FTSE added 26 points and Germany's DAX rose by 125. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,768 an ounce. Oil is $83 a barrel. The Aussie dollar is buying 74 US cents, just shy of 85 Japanese yen and $1.05 New Zealand. At least 19 people have been killed in floods in southern India after torrential rain caused rivers to overflow. Rising floodwaters have washed away houses and cut off villages and towns. Days of heavy rainfall caused several deadly landslides. Dozens of people have been reported missing, and there are fears that the death toll could rise. A Russian film crew have returned to Earth after shooting the first movie in space. The actress and director touched down in Kazakhstan after spending 12 days on the International Space Station. Crews on the ground filmed the landing as part of the movie. The Olympic flame will once again be lit, marking the countdown to the Beijing Winter Olympics in February. Let's go live now to Europe Bureau Chief Hugh Whitfeld in Greece. Good morning, Hugh. The final rehearsal didn't quite go as planned.
Jody, the weather hasn't been great for trying to use the sun to light a flame here. It's been cloudy and overcast, so they had to rely on a flame they managed to light a couple of days ago for the final rehearsal that involved no costumes. They were worried about them getting wet and muddy ahead of the traditional ceremony to take place right in front of the ancient temple of Hera later tonight, Australian time. The forecast is pretty good for the morning here, so that is good news. To kick off what will be a truncated torch relay. Usually after the flame is lit, it goes for a tour around Greece for a week before being handed over to games organisers. This time, though, the flame will be carried by just three torchbearers here in ancient Olympia before being taken to Athens and spending the night in the Acropolis. There at the Acropolis, in the last couple of hours, two activists have been detained by Greek police for unfurling banners, one Tibetan flag and a Hong Kong pro-democracy banner as well. The two activists detained shouting slogans calling for the Beijing Games to be boycotted. There is ongoing questions among some in the international community about China's human rights record, which so far have been dismissed by the IOC. The Chinese flag lining the streets here in ancient Olympia as Beijing prepares to become the first city to host both the Summer and Winter Olympic Games. Officially, the shorter relay and the fact the flame ceremony will take place behind closed doors is being blamed on COVID protocols. You'd have to think organisers will be keen to avoid any controversy, though, as well. 109 days to go now before the Beijing Winter Olympics begin. The Olympics rolling around pretty quick after Tokyo, Jody.
They sure are. Okay, Hugh Whitfeld in Greece, thank you. Former US President Bill Clinton has been discharged from hospital after receiving treatment for an infection. The 75-year-old walked out arm-in-arm with his wife Hillary, giving a thumbs up when asked how he was feeling. Mr. Clinton spent 5 days in a California hospital being treated for a urinary tract infection that spread to his bloodstream. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge have walked the green carpet in London ahead of the inaugural award ceremony for the Earthshot Prize. Launched by Prince William, the prize aims to find new ideas and technologies to tackle climate change. Each winner will receive a grant worth more than $1.8 million. An Australian program, Living Seawalls, is among the nominees. A quick recap of sport. The T20 World Cup started overnight in Oman. Papua New Guinea played their first ever World Cup match against the tournament hosts, but they couldn't get it done as Oman sealed a 10-wicket win with a six. Just a short while ago, Bangladesh let one slip through their fingers, losing by 6 runs to Scotland.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Fresh off his stunning Caulfield Cup victory on Saturday, Incentivise will learn his weight penalty for the Melbourne Cup. He will sit out the Cox Plate this week to prepare for November's grand event, as he's now sitting as $2.80 favourite. Some scary scenes in the Premier League this morning as Tottenham and Newcastle's clash was stopped. With Spurs up 2-1, players intervened after noticing that a fan was having a medical emergency.
Sasha Reguilon is bringing the referee's attention to a problem in the crowd. This is very urgent. This is very urgent.
The teams were taken off the field for 20 minutes as the fan was taken to hospital, thankfully in a stable condition. The Irish Football Premiership saw one of the most bizarre incidents in sport. Glen Torren was leading 2-1 when opponent's Coleraine scored in the 80th minute, prompting the goalie to see red towards his own teammate.
And he does strike Bobby Burns.
Yeah.
There's contact with the face of Bobby Burns, and that is why he's been sent off. I have never seen anything like that.
He just can't do that.
The goalkeeper was given a red card as the two teams ended in a draw. Taking a look at the weather around the country now. Brisbane, a possible thunderstorm today, heading for a top of 26 degrees. Sydney, sunny and 25. Canberra, mostly sunny, 21 the top. Melbourne, a later shower and 19. Hobart, a late shower, 16 degrees. Adelaide, increasing sunshine, heading for 24. Perth, mostly sunny and 25 degrees. And Darwin, mostly cloudy and 35. And that's 7 Early News for this Monday, the 18th of October, 2021.